Are we building ourselves a sixth sense online? I had this thought while I was waiting for my crumpets, because when I'm looking at my cat, and now I know this makes me sound really cool, crumpets and cat, but you know, it is true. When I was sitting there, I could see Nala was, my cat, was just stroking up on my ankles, and she kept on bumping her head and stroking, bumping her head and stroking. And you're like, what the hell are you doing? Because no one ever does that. That's stupid. But for a cat, it's normal because obviously they're scenting you, and they have like this extra world around them that they kind of know, this world of smell that they can sniff and smell that obviously we can't, because I don't know if our noses aren't receptive enough or something. But I mean, the same again with their ears. They can hear things that we can't hear. So they have an extra world around them that we don't have a sense of. Same with bats. I can see in the night with their sonar mouths going ba 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 ba. That's an extra world. They have a different sense to us. But I often wonder, while we're building up such, while we're building up such huge resources online and such huge tools and services and Wikipedias and things you can question the timings of or find out what you were doing and this and that. I often wonder if through a device like the iPhone, that we're gaining ourselves a slightly clunky right now sixth sense, where you're able to question something, ask and find out this virtual world around us that no one else is aware of, even us sometimes, unless you have a device, that the pets aren't aware of in the same way. So I wonder if we are building ourselves a sixth sense, but online and through access of mobile devices. There's an interesting thought today, and I hope I'm going to enjoy my crumpets now I've got that out. Wonderful. Enjoy your days.